Kiss Podcast Number 1, April 1st, 2005.
Every once in a while, a band comes along that helps define the face and character of rock culture.
The key to long success is you have to do things because you love what you're doing.
Kiss is a jealous mistress. It demands all your time.
And this is the Kiss Podcast. We feature just one band. Do the things a sense will do. Just one band. Just one band. What else is there? Kiss. You're listening to the Kiss Podcast. www.kisspodcast.com.
Yeah! Hello, Kiss friends from around the globe, and welcome to the first ever Kiss Podcast show, a podcast all about the rock and roll band Kiss. Yeah, rock and roll, baby. This is the very first Kiss podcast, so let me just introduce myself. My name is Dion. I am 32 years old, and I come from Rotterdam, the Netherlands. That's Europe. And I've been a Kiss fan since Kiss introduced I Was Made for Loving You here on the European continent. So that is, 26 years ago. Damn, has it been that long? Whoa. All right. So before we start the show, just let me quickly explain to you what a podcast is and what the Kiss podcast is all about. Well, basically, a podcast is an independent produced radio show distributed over the internet, but instead of broadcasting it, you know, on a fixed time slot like a normal radio show, a podcast can be listened to whenever you like. Think of it like TiVo for radio. So how exactly does that work? Well, a podcast audio file is usually encoded in the MP3 format and usually available for free. But the cool part is the way they get to you. So with the right software, you can subscribe to a podcast and have new shows downloaded automatically and even transferred to your iPod while you're asleep. So if you want to get all the specifics about podcasting, I have included a link to some documentation about podcasting in the show notes, which can be found on the website.
www.kisspodcast.com.
In the same post as with show number one. So what is the Kiss Podcast all about? Well, it's actually quite simple. It's an audio show and it's all about Kiss. It's supposed to be a great new source for the Kiss Army to listen to hand-picked audio, all involving the hottest rock and roll band in the world. Now, the reason I'm doing such a show is because I'm, of course, a big Kiss fan, and I'm also a computer geek. It's kind of my job, actually. I'm a multimedia designer. So I wanted to find out if I could actually produce a podcast and see if it would be any fun to make in these times where Kiss news or Kiss-related events are scarce, especially for Kiss fans outside of the United States. So I'm hoping this Kiss podcast show will fill a small Kiss void for all the Kiss fans around the world. So what can you expect from the show? Well, the show will feature Kiss tunes from every era of the band's long and impressive career, performed live or recorded in the studio by Kiss or other bands playing Kiss. We have audio recordings such as interviews done by me or done by somebody else or done by the press with Kiss or Kiss-related people. So, we got a lot of stuff going on. But, enough intro talk. Let's get the show going. So the first show I want to present to you will be about Kiss tribute bands. We have a special audio interview with Dutch tribute band Kiss This. And, of course, we've got some tribute band songs. This first song is actually from one of the very first Kiss tribute band albums. It's from Hard to Believe. This is Nirvana with Do You Love Me?
Paul Stanley.
And I'm Gene Simmons.
And you are listening to the KISS Podcast. Rock and roll just the way you like it. All KISS.
Now, there's actually quite a funny story to tell about this album where this song comes off from. This is actually an Australian release, and it was released in 1990 by an Australian label. And KISS threatened to sue the label because of the cover art they used. But instead, KISS thought, well, hey, this is maybe a good idea to do a tribute to a bad album. And yeah, of course, in 1994, they released their own album, KISS My Ass. And yeah, after that, the company who released this album revised the whole album and re-released it with a new cover. And they also had a message to Gene on it, which said, love you, Gene baby, please don't sue us. So yeah, they really liked KISS. And yeah, they didn't want Gene to sue, so yeah, they put a little Easter egg on the album. And yeah, it was a really really nice album with a lot of unknown artists on it at the time. But of course, Nirvana, that is why I wanted to play the song. Yeah, it became, of course, a very well-known band. And yeah, initially I didn't know that they did a KISS cover. And when I heard that, I thought, wow, that's cool. But to be quite honest, it's not one of my favorite Nirvana tracks, this Do You Love Me So. But I wanted to play it for you anyway, because many KISS fans don't know it. So there you go.
That was really interesting. I'm peculiar.
So if you want to know more about the story, just visit one of the websites which has a lot of information on KISS albums, which one of them is KISS Related Recordings. And I've included a link to it in the show notes, so click on that if you want to check it out. Now, you might want to hold on to your hats for the next segment. Of course, this is the very first KISS podcast, so I have a lot of things to learn. And one of them is conducting interviews. And yeah, because this show is about tribute bands, we have a lot of tribute bands here in Europe. And one of them in Holland is KISS This. And I had the opportunity, because they played a show here in Dordrecht in Holland a couple of weeks ago, to interview them. I contacted them and asked if they wanted to do it for the podcast show. And they said, yeah, fine, let's do it before the show. So, yeah, I took my equipment with me. And, yeah, I came there with sweaty hands, you know. I didn't know if it was going to work, and I tested it before, and a couple of tries later I thought, well, okay, I have a good setup. I used an iPod, I put some software on it, Linux, and yeah, you have a recording device. And I thought, yeah, let's do an interview with that. So I listened back to the interview, and yeah, the quality was okay. It wasn't very superb, like an yeah, like with radio show interviews. But yeah, hey, this is podcasting. I still have to learn. And yeah, the iPod is not made for recording. I mean, I can put software on it, and I can use a microphone with batteries to yeah, pump up the sound a little bit. But yeah, it's not. It's not the best equipment to use, but yeah, it worked fine for the first time. So yeah, I'm still learning. Maybe next time I'm going to buy an iRiver. You know, it has a built-in recording functionalities. It has a line in, and you can just plug in a microphone and it records. And yeah, you don't have to fiddle around with anything. You might want to amplify the sound a little bit with a pre-amplifier, but yeah, it works right out of the box. That's better. Yeah, if you have any suggestions, or you know a way to record an interview which should be in very good quality, just email me at dion@kisspodcast.com. And yeah, maybe we can work something out. All right, so the interview I did right before the show. And they just put on the makeup and the costumes. And Yeah, then we're off.
All right, Kiss This. Thanks, guys, for letting me do this interview for the Kiss podcast.
Okay.
And, well, the band is, of course, Bertil, Erwin, Tony, and Anton. And can you give the listeners a small personal or musical introduction of yourselves?
My name is Erwin, and I play Ace.
My name is Bertil, and I am star child. I used to be a drummer, and now I'm a singer-guitarist.
That's a big change.
Yeah.
I'm Tony, I'm the drummer, and I still drum.
Hi guys, I'm Gene. At least I try to be. I'm Anton, pretending to be Gene. That's me.
Right, you formed a while back in 1990, and I understand there were some lineup changes since then. Can you explain a little bit about the lineup?
Yeah, some people who were in the band at the time, they felt like at a certain point that they didn't feel like it anymore, and they didn't want to play Kiss songs anymore. So Bertil and I decided to go on and find some other people to work with.
Okay, cool. You guys were there from the beginning?
Yes. Yep.
How did you guys come about choosing this Kiss lineup to play with?
Out of necessity, I think. Because it's very hard to find people that want to do this.
Yeah.
Not everybody wants to do this. You have to be a real schizo sometimes.
Of course, you have to play an instrument and you have to like Kiss. And,
of course, yes. It's quite difficult to find somebody who looks like Gene and can play bass and can sing like Gene. He wants to be Gene.
Have there been any accidents during a show or on the road or any roadkill that you...
about 10 years ago, I lost my wig on stage. And I once had a big hole blown in my cape because of a smoke pot that went off. And my cape was swinging around it. And, a big hole in it.
Have you guys ever had an accident or a funny story? Or
tonight will be the first time. I will lose my wig tonight.
Gonna set your hair on fire.
Yeah, something like that.
All right, cool. What are the most songs that the fans request for you to play at the shows?
Usually the most popular ones, like Rock and Roll All Night, Detroit Rock City. Yeah, mostly those songs.
The older songs.
Yeah, the classic Kiss.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So what are your personal favorites? Or what are your personal favorites to play? Or
doesn't matter, I like all the Kiss songs. For me it's no problem.
Mm-hmm. I guess my favorite is songs like She or Deuce, the old stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my personal favorite is Let Me Go Rock and Roll, because okay. It's so energetic and...
Yeah, you're gonna play
one of
that
my favorite
tonight,
songs to play. Yeah,
right.
I like that one.
Cool.
Okay. So how was it to play with the real, the real Kiss members or ex-Kiss members at the Dutch Expos?
Really fun, because you grew up on their music and admiring them. So it was a real thrill to be in the presence of those great ones, so to speak. But we soon found out that they're just as normal as everybody else. We had some good times.
Funny stories to tell about that? Or
no comment.
Next
no, Peter was okay, Ace was okay, Finny, well, he's the kind of guy that Paul and Gene say he is. Self-destructive. Not really.
Even after he's been in Kiss, and even
yeah,
if
he
he's...
still feels like he's a very important part of Kiss, but... No, it was, everything was fun, but Finny was not that much fun. Let's keep it that way.
Okay, cool. So what's the hardest part of recreating a Kiss show on stage?
Fireworks. Because we can't do it anymore after the Enschede explosion.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really tough. Yeah. It's either you do it and you get a big, how do I say it? a big price on your head for using the fireworks, or you have to hire a real pro, which is about, well, thousand euros per show. So it's a lot of money. Not many venue owners want to pay that amount of money. So we cannot use the fireworks anymore. We did though. Yeah.
So no fireworks tonight. Any special effects then tonight, or?
No, just the music.
Just the music.
Just us. It's very hard to do special effects when you don't really know what you want to do or what you can do in a venue. Because the place we play here tonight is quite big, but sometimes we play in small halls or cafeterias or toilets. Yeah, about the size.
But it must be difficult also to obtain all the KISS gear. I mean, you've got a Gibson Israeli Les Paul. Paul's got some silver tones, I noticed. Must be a lot of money.
Well, yeah. Silver tone is not too expensive, but it's a dead guitar. It sucks. This one is a little more expensive, but also a little more, little better.
Okay, cool.
If you really want to do it right, and if you really want to have the good guitars, yeah, it's very expensive.
So are there any plans to ever record a KISS album with KISS songs, or?
No.
No.
Not for me.
No.
Or live.
Maybe we could make a CD just for people who really like us, you know, but not for commercial intentions. No.
Okay.
So do you have anything special planned for the fans in Dordrecht tonight? Maybe a special song or?
No, not really.
No, we just want to give the people a good night, that they have fun, and we want to have fun. It will work out.
Cool.
Okay, I wish you all the best for tonight's show, and I want to thank you for letting me do this interview.
Okay, thank you.
For the first ever KISS podcast, so good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You're
Make
welcome.
Sure to check our website, www.kissthis.nl. Thank you. Thank you.
You got a new website then? Or?
Well, it's scheduled to be released to go on the air tomorrow, to go online tomorrow.
Tomorrow, all right. So I'll certainly check it out.
It works out. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks, man.
KISS Podcast, bringing you the best KISS info. You wanted the best, you've got the best. The hottest podcast in the world, all KISS.
So there you have it, the first KISS Podcast interview. Now, I hope to do some more interviews in future shows, but that depends if there are people around who I could do an interview with. About KISS This, I have a gallery on the website, and there are a couple of pictures in there, so if you visited the show, or if you just want to see what KISS This looks like, just check out the galleries, and you can see me doing the interview, and them doing the show, so check that out. Now, the idea that I got for the show came to me about a couple of weeks ago. I was on a holiday in Austria. I was skiing there. And all of a sudden, I saw these KISS posters hanging in Lienz. That's a town in the south of Austria, nearby where we were staying. And I thought to myself, what's going on? KISS is not on tour here. So I checked out the posters to see what was going on. And it turned out to be that a tribute band was playing there that night, the exact same evening. So I thought, hey, I'm going to buy a ticket. Asked my brother-in-law if he would like to join me. And he said, sure, I'll join you. Looks like fun seeing a KISS show. Let's see how cool it is. Well, let's see how it is, he said. I don't know if he found it cool, but... So we went to the venue. And it actually took a while for us to get in because we couldn't find the entrance to the club. Because the whole place seemed deserted. I mean, there was nobody there, nobody we could ask. And it's not always a very good sign for a band to be playing in front of a crowd if nobody turns up. So, But we found the entrance. And as it turned out, the crowd was very enthusiastic, even though there were only 25 people there. most of the people who were there were native Austrians and just a handful of foreign Kiss fans and some from England and us, of course. So I thought to myself, this can get funny. You know, all these local Austrian farmers and ski instructors who have never seen a Kiss show before. So, they're in for a real treat. But, after a couple of beers and a couple of Jägermeisters, they really got into it. And, they were, like I said before, very enthusiastic. And they even knew a couple of songs. And, they were requesting them all throughout the show. And, they even got their money's worth because, the songs were played, so that was really cool. If you want to see what all the fuzz is about, just check out the galleries. I posted some pictures of the show there. Now, the band that I'm talking about here is actually the Kiss Forever band from Hungary. And they are one of the best tribute bands in Europe at the moment. I saw a couple of shows of them this year. And they are really good, you know. Costumes are great. The show is great. And the guys themselves are really cool. Now, they just got a new drummer. And they are on their 10th anniversary tour already. And they are touring all over Europe. They are playing in Germany, Austria, England, Netherlands, all over the place. And I promised to do an interview with them, and I did, but I fucked it up. So let me just apologize to them for this fuck up. But hey, this is podcasting. I still have to learn. And luckily, they're going to be back in May here in Holland. So I'm going to redo the interview with them. And I'm going to broadcast it then.
We feature just one band.
Do the things a sus will do.
Just one band.
In the firehouse. Ooh, yeah.
Just one band.
So call me Dr. Love. They call me Dr. Love.
What else is there? Kiss. You're listening to the Kiss Podcast. www.kisspodcast.com.
So, what have Kiss been up to lately? Well, not much as far as the band is concerned. They are, of course, playing a special show today for the U.S. Marine Corps in Oceanside, in the United States. So I'm really hoping the band or somebody else is recording the show so I can broadcast some of it here in the podcast. But Gene, on the other hand, has been very busy lately making public appearances, and mostly on American TV shows. And since these TV shows cannot be seen outside of the United States, I thought to include some audio in the show so you can get an idea of what he has been up to. So here's a clip from American Idol, you know, the singing contest where Gene was invited to guest judge in the city of New Orleans.
Oh yeah, New Orleans, home to trolley cars, Bourbon Street, the French Quarter, Mardi Gras. But before we get to party, we had to get over to the biggest building in town, the Louisiana Superdome, where 9,000 contestants were getting ready to rock the joint like it was nobody's Fat Tuesday. And when the party tricks began, we knew they had been inspired by this week's guest judge, none other than Gene Simmons, the tongue-wagging, blood-spurting, fire-breathing frontman of the heavy metal group Kiss.
How are you?
Wanna rock and roll all night.
Throughout the past three decades, Gene has performed for over 50 million screaming fans. So he should be able to teach these contestants about captivating an audience.
Everything you've heard about the Kiss years and the Kiss stage shows and the spectacle is true.
So what would happen to our contestants when the rocker with the world's longest tongue and the Brit with the world's sharpest tongue got together? What kind of a monster would we create? One of the first to find out was local boy David Brown.
Dave, what's up, man?
Hi, Dave.
What's going down? Why do you want to do this? Come on, you don't need this trouble in your life. You know, singers get picked on all the time.
I follow my heart, and this is where my heart is right now.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Okay, take your time and just give it to us.
It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. up there behind the skies. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
Wow.
Wow.
That's the best I have heard since we've been doing this the fourth season. That was really, really, really good. Wow.
Great choice of song.
You're really good. You're really good. Should we start with Simon first?
100%, yeah.
And Miss Paula?
You're a star. I love everything about you.
All right, great. Yep.
Dude, she's right. The real ones, they don't need to do nothing but sing, man. And you did that. You got a natural gift. Dude, you blew it out.
It looks like you've got a unanimous. You're going Hollywood.
Yeah, baby.
Welcome to Hollywood, baby. Yeah. Woo! Go out there and show and prove, dog.
I'm going to Hollywood, baby.
If you've got any idea of switching channels, don't.
Don't go away. We'll be right back
with more of the KISS Podcast. www.kisspodcast.com.
It is time for the KISS test.
Right, grab your pencils and notebooks because it's time for the KISS test. Here's how it works. I've lined up three KISS tracks for you, and the only thing you have to do is guess what songs they are and from what record they come from. So get ready, because here's number one.
Number two. Number three.
All right, that should not be too hard. So if you know the answers, send me an email to dion@kisspodcast.com. Or you can also send me some audio feedback. Please send those to kisspodcast@gmail.com. And you can find all the contact information on the website if you want to look it up. So the answers, well, they will be revealed in the next KISS Podcast, along with a new version of the KISS Test. And hereby, I just want to thank Jan Polet for his inspirational hit test. That is where I got the idea from, to do this test for the KISS Podcast. And Jan's hit test deals with 80s hits, and he's been producing them for Adam Curry's Daily Source Code for a while now, you know, the former MTV VJ. And you can find Adam's website at dailysourcecode.com. And Jan has incorporated the hit test into its own podcast now, and you can find that at www.janpolet.nl. That is JANPOLET.NL, and you can also find all these internet addresses in the show notes, of course. So if you know a good KISS song which can be interesting for this KISS test, just email me at dion@kisspodcast.com, and I would love to incorporate it into this test. No, of course, I don't have any prizes for this. I mean, we just got started, but yeah, you never know what can happen in the future. But if you like it, yeah, please let me know. I'd love to get your opinion on it.
We now return to our regular broadcast.
This is the KISS Podcast. All KISS, all the time.
When nobody's looking, I still put the makeup back on in my room.
Mine.
Yeah.
So, I hope you like the show so far. Now, remember, it's a work in progress. You know, this is only the first show. So, if you have anything to say about it, yeah, shout it out loud. Contact me. Let me know any ideas you might have. Yeah, about the show itself. I think I will try to do a show every week. But it's just depending on the content, if there's content available. You know, I've been searching for content for a while now. But if you have something to share, we can certainly use everything. So, yeah, about 40 minutes into the show already. I think I'm going to wrap it up. So this is it for show number one. Next week, I'm going to do some sound-seeing. I'm going to take you with me to Amsterdam to the very first KISS Opoly Championships held at the big record store Fame in Amsterdam. Also in the next show is a special KISS appearance KISS made on the Ellen DeGeneres talk show earlier last month. So I'm going to play some audio from that. And Gene does a promo for his new show, Mr. Romance. And he makes an appearance on the Donald Trump TV show, The Apprentice. So, ending the show, I have a tune by a band called Hazy Dixie. Now, they're actually very funny. And they have a special rendition of Rock and Roll All Night. And this song is from their very funny KISS My Grass album. And if you want to check them out, they will be touring in Scotland, actually, this April. So, yeah, go see them. They're really fun. All right. I hope you enjoyed the first show. So until next show, we'll rock and roll all night and party every day.
You show us everything you got. You keep dancing and the room gets hot. You drive us wild, we'll drive you crazy. You say you want to go for a spin. The party's just begun, we'll let you in. You drive us wild, we'll drive you crazy. You keep shouting, you keep shouting. I want to rock and roll all night. And party every day. I want to rock and roll all night. And party every day. I want to rock and roll all night. And party every day. I want to rock and roll all night. And party every day. You keep saying you'll be mine for a while. You're looking fancy and I like your style. You drive us wild, we'll drive you crazy. You show us everything you got. And baby, that's quite a lot. You drive us wild, we'll drive you crazy. You keep on shouting, you keep on shouting. I want to rock and roll all night. And party every day, yeah. Wanna rock and roll all night. And party every day. I wanna rock and roll all night. And party every day. I wanna rock and roll all night. And party every day. I want to rock and roll all night. And party every day. I want to rock and roll all night. And party every day. I want to rock and roll all night. And party every day. I want to rock and roll all night. And party every day.
I have to say that I couldn't stand the country stuff. I'm a big country and western fan, but I gotta tell you, that stuff's gotta go.
Rockin' in your world. The Kiss Podcast. www.kisspodcast.com.